Psychological medical report. Name Gow, G-O-W. First name Amelie, A-M-E-A-L-I-E. Case number one is 807609. Examiner 51-L is in Larry, S is in Sam, B is in Boy. Traverse City, appointment date April 5th, 2013. Complaints. Amelie Yvette Gow has alleged disability due to a learning disorder and behavioral problems, period. Amelie states that she has ADD but no dyslexia. Quotes, I don't know numbers, dot, dot. Mm-hmm. I mix my numbers and letters up, unquotes, period.
Yeah.
Amelie states that, quotes, if I talk about certain things, I get upset. That how I was molested, how I was growing up, unquotes, period. Yeah. Well, when asked what kind of work she did, she states she is, quotes, a stay-at-home mom, unquotes, period. She claims that she moved from Florida in May of 2011, had been receiving SSI until February of 2013, period. She was staying with her grandmother at that point, and her father was also living there, period. She states she has a four-year-old daughter who is living with her. The father is not around, period. She states her daughter was two when they moved to the Gwinn, G-W-I-N-N, Michigan area, period. There is a prior intellectual evaluation completed by Robert Seifer, S-E-I-F-E-R, Ph.D., in Tallahassee, in Boca Raton, B-O-C-A, capital R-A-T-O-N, Florida, on 3-1-07, in which she was given a general intellectual evaluation, found to have a full-scale IQ of 66, verbal IQ of 67, performance IQ of 70 on the WAIS-3, period. It was recommended that she have adaptive scales questionnaire be completed to rule out mild mental retardation, but found that she was not able to handle her own funds, period. Mental status examination completed by Sarah Smith, RN, capital P, little sy, capital D, licensed clinical psychologist, administered a Wechsler abbreviated scale of intelligence with mental status and review of daily activities, as well as basic achievement testing, and she was diagnosed with mild mental retardation, no diagnosis on axis 1, period. Treatments and medications, paragraph. Amelie Gow states she is not currently taking any medication, is not in counseling now, period. She states she did have counseling in high school because of her behavior, quotes, I got in trouble a lot, dot, dot, quotes, period. She states she had a counselor in school who she saw just about, quotes, every day, but it didn't help, dot, dot, we only played games, unquotes, period. When asked why she was seeing a counselor, quotes, for fights, dot, dot, I was being picked on. No, I'm sorry, scratch that. There was another girl in class with me who was being picked on. She was a handicapped student, dot, dot. And I tried to stop that girl from picking on the other one, and she hit me and I hit her back, unquotes, period. Paragraph. She denies any operations, period. She denies any head injuries or accidents, period. Paragraph. She states that she has no present counselor, but in the recent past, she did see some therapists that talk about, quotes, what happened to me, unquotes, but she could not detail any specifics about this, period. Back up under complaints and insert the following as a new paragraph. When queried about her specific symptoms and behavior, she states she described herself as not wanting to do anything and that she is, quotes, lazy, unquotes, period. She denies any crying spells, suicide attempts, but, period, she does acknowledge that she has problems with anger management, quotes, I'll get mad and say what I want to say to my dad, unquotes, period. She claims that her mother and she argue, and that is because her mother, quote, don't know how to talk normal, that she only argues, fusses, and fights, unquotes, period. She offered that this was the reason why she had left her mother and had a bad childhood, period. She states, quotes, "We never had a mother-daughter relationship, dot, dot. She abandoned me to her streets drugs," unquote, period. She claims that her mother had lost custody of her and that her father and cousin cared for her until she was 10, and then she moved to Florida with her biological mother, period. She states that she had a lot of care by the maternal grandmother who babysat the claimant as well as her younger brother, period. She claims that she remained with in that setting until 2011 when she left to come to the Michigan to live with her grandmother, period. She claims her father has been living in Marquette, Michigan, and was a truck driver, and that she had maintained contact with her father, period. She claims that she wanted to leave her mother from Florida at that time because of, quote, "things not going right. I didn't want to raise my daughter with all the cursing, the fighting, the drugs, so I left," unquote, period. Personal history, she was born in Beaufort, B-E-A-U-F-O-R-T, South Carolina, is the second of three siblings. Parents are alive, period. She states that she was reared as described above by both parents as well as grandmother, period. She claims that she had a bad childhood, quotes, "I had to be Cinderella, dot, dot. I would clean and mop and dust and no one else helped," unquote, period. She claims at the age of 14 her uncle molested her and the maternal grandmother called, quotes, "me a liar and wanted me to get an abortion," unquote, period. She states she moved out at 18, went to live with her sister, period. She states that she was dating and became pregnant at 19 with her child, stayed with her boyfriend, his mother, and his grandmother, period. She claims that their house went up for foreclosure and she had no other choice but to return to her mother and her grandmother where she lived until she moved in 2011 to return to live with the father and the paternal grandmother, period, paragraph. She went to the 12th grade. State special education began in middle school, period. She does acknowledge that she had problems learning, but could not detail more than that, period. She claims she doesn't work. Last worked at Applebee's as a hostess, was fired because, quotes, "took the day off, dot, dot. I put it on the calendar, but they didn't check, so they let me go," unquote, period. She states she also worked for capital KBS maintenance until the birth of her daughter in November 2008, period. She was cleaning the Sears store for less than 6 months, but she's not sure of this, period. Her support of herself has been through child support from the baby's father as well as food stamps, period, paragraph. She denies any legal problems, period. She denies any substance abuse and does not smoke, period, paragraph, social, paragraph. She states she has no boyfriend, period. She claims that she has no real friends but says, quotes, "hi to my neighbors," unquote, period. She doesn't really see her father much, states he is on the road truck driving, and when he's home, quotes, "I see him often," unquote, period. She claims that, quotes, "I love her," unquote, referring to her paternal grandmother, period. She calls her sister to see how they're doing three to four times per month, period, paragraph. She looks younger than her 24 years, interacted with the examiner in a dependent, somewhat younger manner, period. She is generally quite concrete, needed above average support, and it was difficult at times to follow her time frames, period. Otherwise, comma, she was involved, logical, relevant, and goal-directed with the examiner, period, paragraph. Interests, she states they don't have TV. She doesn't involve herself in anything other than, quotes, "nothing, dot, dot. I just play with my daughter, go to the library to rent movies, dot, dot. I try to read a book, but I can't," unquote, period. She denies that she needs help in caring for her daughter, period, paragraph. Activities, paragraph. She claims that, quotes, "we," unquote, "do the cooking, the laundry," period. She states she will take out the trash, period. "We," quotes, unquote, "shop," period. Her father provides financial support, period. She will try to sweep and mop, period. Her grandmother does the majority of home and daily living care, from her description, period, paragraph. She states she got up yesterday at 8 o'clock, used a bathroom, then went back to sleep, getting up again at 10:30, period. When asked where her daughter was and what was happening with her, she stated, quotes, my daughter's with me the whole time, unquotes, period. She states when she got up at 10:30, she fixed breakfast, had some coffee, gave her daughter some juice, period. She then, quotes, relaxed, and I put in a movie, unquotes, period. When queried as to what kind of activities she did in terms of care of the child, she states, quote, my grandmother cooked dinner, dot, dot. She got things for my daughter, dot, dot, unquote, period. She states that they ate dinner at 6 p.m., after which they went to a friend, parentheses, a neighbor, close parentheses, so that the claimant could use her cell phone to put minutes on her own cell phone, period. She states she stayed there for about an hour, came home around 11:15, at which point her grandmother read her daughter a story, period. Again, this seemed out of context in terms of the time frames, and the examiner asked what time this might have been, and she stated that this was before supper as opposed to after supper, period. She states the grandmother read to her daughter before supper, they ate supper, then after supper, the claimant watched a movie herself and went to bed at 12, period. When asked who put her daughter to bed, she stated, quotes, we did, unquotes, period. Behavioral observations. She came to the examination alone, had taken a bus to and would take a bus home from the appointment, period. She was 5'2", 248 pounds, period. She was neat and clean, maintained her hands in her pockets, had a odor, semicolon. She looked younger than, she looked about 5 to 6 years younger than her stated age, period. She was wearing glasses. Comma, ambulation and posture were appropriate. Attitude and behavior, she was in contact with reality. Self-esteem appeared fair. Motor activity was appropriate. Paragraph. Self-esteem appeared fair, comma. She was pleasant with the examiner. Motivated to participate, comma. Did not appear to deliberately exaggerate or minimize symptoms, although her ability to report symptomatology at times was lacking, given the concrete nature of her responses, period. Insight is low, extreme mental activity. She was spontaneous, comma, had difficulty with time frames, comma, chronology, comma, above average questioning was needed, period. Her basic understandings of the meaning of words, comma, general vocabulary is low, and she is quite concrete and limited in her cognitive awareness, comma, reasoning, period, paragraph, mental trend. She denies any hallucinations, delusions, or psychotic trend of thoughts, thoughts controlled by others, period. She states that her sleep is disrupted at times from shoulder, back, and knee pain, period. She denies any suicidal attempts, period, a comma, or ideas, now or in the past, period. She denies any experience of depression, anxiety, or other problems with mood, period. Paragraph, emotional. She was friendly, immature, with otherwise appropriate affect. Sensorium oriented as a time, place, and person. Forward 5, backward 2, recent 2 out of 3. Presidents, George Washington, parentheses Q, close parentheses O. George Bush, dot, dot. Abe Lincoln, parentheses Q, close parentheses OK, dot, dot. Bill Clinton, dot, dot. Barack Obama, unquote, period, birthday, 12-19-1988, I'm 24. Cities, California, parentheses Q, close parentheses, L.A., parentheses Q, close parentheses, Miami, parentheses Q, close parentheses, I don't know. Weeks, I don't know. Sunrise, up, I don't know. Months, 7. People, Muhammad Ali and Layla Ali, current events. No jobs, exclamation point. Serial 7s, I can't do it. 5 times 2, I don't know. 4 plus 5, 7. 12 divided by 2, 4. Grass is greener, means, well, like you'll have a happy life on the other side. Spilled milk, don't cry over something that you can't do that you can't do any good about it. Orange and a banana, the fruit's different. One's an orange and one's a banana, and both grow on trees. Bush and a tree. The bushes cover up an area, and the tree is blocking the sun. Parentheses, Q clips, parentheses, you have to plant them. Different. The tree is tall and the bush is around your house. Envelope. Take it to the post office and tell them someone dropped it and they forgot about it. Exclamation point. Fire. Call 911 and let everyone in the building know a fire. Parentheses. Q clips, parentheses. I go to the manager and let them know. Future plans. I don't have any. Axis 1. None. V is in Victor 71.09. Other than parent-child relational problems and molested as a child, paragraph, axis 2, mild mental retardation per prior testing and current MS responses, 316, isn't it? No, 7, 317, close parentheses. Adaptive scales may be necessary to rule out observations and reports given today consistent with MMR, period, that is, comma. She's dependent on grandmother, comma, can't manage money, comma, can't perform basic arithmetic functions, comma, can't function without supervision, guidance of father, grandmother, period. She appears to be Axis 3, none by history other than possible shoulder, back, and knee pain on occasion, period. Axis 4, stresses, problems with maternal family of origin, semicolon, molested as a child, semicolon, single mother of 4-year-old daughter, semicolon, dependent on paternal grandmother, semicolon, unable to support self, independent of assistance and guidance, semicolon, SSI process, axis 5, GAF, 39, prognosis fair with support and structure, poor without. She is not able to manage her own funds. Date first and last seen, 4-5-13, medical source. It is possible she can complete one or two-part directions with concrete, comma, simple directions and task requirements, period. She would require untimed, non-clerical tasks, period. She would function best in a supported work environment, secondary to her cognitive limitations, period, paragraph, sign off, mark, a K, Capone, comma, PhD, licensed psychologist. Thank you for typing.